Welcome to the Meditation for Health podcast. I'm Dr. Robert Puff. Have you ever wondered what it takes, what's in common with those people who live to be 100 or more? What's the secret ingredient of living so long? If you have wondered this, you're not alone. Professor Thomas Pearls of the Harvard Medical School founded a research organization called the New England Centenarian Study, where he and other scientists have been studying people that live to be 100 or more and what they have in common. What are the factors we can look to see what helps people to live to be 100 or more? And though there are many things that can contribute a person making it to 100 years or more, one of the key factors that stood out in the studies was these people are very adaptable. They adapt to change, adapt well to change, and thus, it appears, they live a long time. If we think about it, that kind of makes intuitive sense. I mean, if we make it to 100 years old, there's going to be a lot of changes in our life. People that we love are going to get sick and die. We're going to have illnesses along the way. And even the world around us is going to change. I've made it to the halfway point. I'm 51 years old. And I've seen a lot of changes in my own life. Many, many changes. When I was in graduate school, personal computers just came out. It was a very exciting time. There is no such thing as a World Wide Web. And on we can go of the changes that we have to face. But not just the changes around us in the world, but personal changes, moves, new jobs, divorces, children, deaths. Life is full of change. Right now in our world, many people are struggling financially. The world has gone into a great recession, and a lot of people have been affected by it. I know countless people who purchased their home a few years ago and now are living in apartments and renting. Life is full of change, but we do best when we adapt to that change. When we fight change, we suffer. But when we roll with life, when we just adapt to the changes that come our way, we do so much better. Again, this just makes sense, and Dr. Pearl's research supports it, that we do better when we adapt well to change. When we fight change, we suffer. And this is where meditation has been very helpful for me personally, and my hope is you can find the same experiences in your own life. One of the most important things meditation has done for me is it has helped me to become far more adaptable. How is this so? Mostly it comes from not creating stories and not having expectations about what should happen, but far, far more just living in the present moment and enjoying what is. You see, what happens is when we meditate, we quiet our minds and we stop engaging with all the thoughts going through our mind. We learn just to breathe, follow our mantra or our prayer word, and just be present in the here and now. And all the stories that we create in our minds get still, get quiet, and we find peace, a beautiful peace. And life goes so much better for us when we do this same thing with our lives. Things happen in our lives, but if we don't create stories about them, and we just say, oh, this is what's next, I can adapt to that. It doesn't really matter. My expectations are almost non-existent. I will adapt to whatever life brings to me. And this is the beauty of meditation. We learn just to flow with life. We learn to live in the present moment without huge expectations that life has to go this way or it has to go that way. Who knows which way it's going to go? We make our plans. We set our goals. But life may not choose to follow our plans or our goals. So what do? We adapt. We adapt to the changes, and life goes better. Not only that, we may live longer. But at the least, life just goes better. When we don't fight the changes that happen to us, life goes better. When we adapt to the changes that happen, well, without creating stories in our head, again, life goes well. My wife's grandmother is a really excellent example to this. Though she didn't make it quite to 100, she almost did. But more importantly, along the way, she was very healthy, both in her mind and her body, and she was incredibly adaptable. She lost her husband just before I met her, and though he was very much a part of her life, and she loved him dearly, she quickly adjusted to living by herself and got actively involved in new activities, like being together with other friends. She got 2 cats, and she got actively involved in a variety of activities in her local community. And to the end, she was very much adapting to the changes that life brought her. Now, living to 100 may be a challenging task for most of us, but what meditation can help us with is the changes in life. We can fight them, or we can adapt to them, saying, "This is what life has brought me. Maybe I didn't plan it to go this way, but this is what is on my plate right now. I'm going to stop creating stories and just learn to adapt to what's happening right here, right now." Life is going to bring changes. You may be one of those people who lost their job and is out of work or out of a home. Many changes have occurred recently in our world. If we adapt well to the change, we're going to do well. If we fight the change, we're going to do poorly. Let me use an example of my own. When I was in university, I had spent 2 months in India. And when it was time to head home, my flight might have been canceled, and I may have had to stay there another week because the flight that I had taken only left from India once a week. And because I was very distraught over this, because I was ready to go home and get back to see my family, while I was at the airport, I created a story about how difficult it would be if I had to stay just one more week. I just wanted to get home, and that creating a story caused me to suffer. But thankfully, through life, and with the great help of meditation, I am far, far more adaptable to change. Life still gives me changes all the time, but what I do now is I just roll with them. I have very little expectations, though I'm planning things, but I just don't expect them to have to go a certain way. I work towards them to go a certain way, but when they don't, I just quickly adjust. For example, a few summers ago, we had a trip planned to Yellowstone, and I was really looking forward to it. The tickets had been purchased, everything was planned, and about, I think it was a week before we were going to go, a family crisis came up, and we had to cancel our trip. And I remember thinking, well, that's okay, I'll go again in the future, and we did. Last summer, we went to Yellowstone. I remember at the time thinking, this is so different from the way it used to be. That trip to India, I created so much stories about needing to get home. And now, I'd spent all that money for this trip, and I had to just let it go. We needed to be with our families that were having a hard time, so we stayed. And because of that, we missed our trip. But I just adjusted. That's what life presented to us, and we adjusted to that change. Life goes well when we adjust to change. When we fight change, when we don't adapt to change, we are the ones that suffer. There's an old saying that goes, when a severe storm hits, a strong and flexible branch may break during the strong winds, but the grasses that bend with the wind do well, and when the wind ends, they just pop right back up. We're like that. When we adapt, when we just flow with things, when we don't create stories in our minds and just flow with the changes, whatever they are, we do well. When we fight life, when we fight the changes that life has given us, we suffer. Life can always be a beautiful adventure as long as we don't create stories and as long as we learn to adapt to the changes. Meditation helps us to quiet our minds, be present, and not create stories in our head. When we learn to quiet our minds and flow with life, life can be such a beautiful, beautiful adventure. Thank you for joining me on this week's Meditation for Health podcast. If you'd like to learn more about the world of meditation, please go to www.meditationforhealthpodcast.com. That's meditationforhealthpodcast.com. If you'd like to learn more about how to be happy and adapt to changes in life well, please listen to my happiness podcast at www.happinesspodcast.org. That's happinesspodcast.org. Until next time, peace.